Rainbow Valley by L.M. Montgomery.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Track 1.
Rainbow Valley by L.M. Montgomery. Chapter 1. Home Again. It was a clear, apple-green evening in May, and Four Winds Harbour was mirroring back the clouds of the golden west between its softly dark shores. The sea moaned eerily on the sandbar, sorrowful even in spring. But a sly, jovial wind came piping down the Red Harbour Road, along which Miss Cornelia's comfortable matronly figure was making its way towards the village of Glen St. Mary. Miss Cornelia was rightfully Mrs. Marshall Elliot, and had been Mrs. Marshall Elliot for 13 years. But even yet, more people referred to her as Miss Cornelia than as Mrs. Elliot. The old name was dear to her old friends. Only one of them contemptuously dropped it. Susan Baker, the grey and grim and faithful handmaiden of the Blythe family at Ingleside, never lost an opportunity of calling her Mrs. Marshall Elliot, with the most killing and pointed emphasis, as if to say, "You want it to be Mrs., and Mrs. you shall be with a vengeance, as far as I'm concerned." Miss Cornelia was going up to Ingleside to see Dr. and Mrs. Blythe, who were just home from Europe. They had been away for 3 months.